I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C. Maybe you're listening in Maryland. Perhaps you're listening in Virginia. You could be listening on the free Odyssey app. You can take the Junks anywhere you wish. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians, do that today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is right there.
Good morning.
There he is. Good morning. John Paul Flame is repping Lido Pizza, as he should be.
Yes, and I have a microphone wire that I don't remember sticking out like this, which is right in my vision line.
Yeah, I think that's,
you can move it.
I think that's Roger's handiwork.
I'm going to tuck it in.
You can pull it. Yeah, don't worry.
Roger likes to tell me every morning some of the tweaks and updates he does in the studio, and I'm guessing that might have been one
there
of
we
them.
Go.
Possibly.
Mission accomplished.
There you go.
He was in here messing with the mics?
I saw him in the break room, and he told me that he did something with one of the cables. So I'm assuming
that microphone died yesterday during Grand
that must
Nanny.
Have been it. There it is. And
okay.
And Eric Bickle is also present and accounted for.
How are you, Rick?
Doing
he
well.
Matched up his shoes with this fleece.
That's what I do. That's what I like to do. That
it's very matchy matchy.
The Hokas that I have to this color, they're hard to wear with.
Sure,
stuff.
It's tough. It's tough to find.
Hoka also puts weird color combos. Because I have like it my Hoka here. I'll just show you these slip-ons.
Let's do a visual display.
I love slip-on. I'm a big slip-on guy, so I like these.
Okay.
But the color combo is so bizarre.
Now, if you were a Dolphins fan, that would work perfectly. If you had like a Tua jersey,
I guess that
would really work well.
That would be about the only thing I would think you could wear with this.
Yeah.
So I can wear this top with this, and that's about it.
Yeah.
How often do you tie your shoes? Because even when you have shoelaces, you don't tie them. So everything to use a slip-on.
I tie them on a golf course. That's it.
That's the
if
only
I remember. if I go to a funeral or something.
Right. I mean, if you dress up, you can't walk around with dress shoes with the laces all the time.
If someone's dead, I'll tie my shoes.
Well, you might have penny loafers, right? You could have slip-on nice shoes.
I mean, I have something like that.
I don't know if I've ever
really
had
wear them.
I don't know if I've ever owned a pair of penny loafers. I've just never. I'd much rather have tie shoes when it comes to dress shoes. Penny loafers, just, I don't know. Not a fan.
I hate laces. I just hate them. I don't have to tell you.
What about on a football? You like laces on a football?
I mean, they're fine. I think my football throwing days are largely behind me.
You don't have to tie those.
Yeah. I keep going in and seeing these cheap footballs that I want to get for the boys because I see them throwing during the break.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to pull the trigger. I should do it.
I mean, you could probably buy a Timu football for like $4. Now, the problem is, after you throw it two or three times, sessions,
it'll just deflate or something.
That thing's going to unravel. That thing's just going to be straight garbage.
It's possible. I noticed yesterday, so last night I took a shower before I went to bed, and I noticed that there were some new razors, and I said, oh, good, because I felt like my Reggie situation was getting a little out of hand.
Okay.
Oh my God.
To address it.
I actually kind of contemplated my Reggie. It was ridiculous.
I couldn't believe how
I would have come in here. Outrageous what I had going on. But thank God my wife had bought me a pack of some razors. I don't think for that.
Yeah, well.
But it's what I thought of immediately when I saw them. So I attacked that vigorously last night. And I feel like 3 pounds lighter.
I mean, that's it's a little too much information for me at 6:05 in the morning.
I just feel clean.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But don't you just do like an eyeball technique?
You need really to get the hedge clippers. That area that much lately.
Get the hedge clippers.
I want the manscaper. I don't need that. I just did a little hacking away, and 5 minutes later,
use some
good.
Scissors
just
on
did
that
some,
trick.
Some routine maintenance.
I just did some routine maintenance, and I just couldn't believe how unkempt I had gotten.
I'm glad you got that situation rectified.
I just feel so light on my feet today, Cakes.
Yeah,
feel clean.
I'm sure you do.
Light on my feet. Feel silly.
Very good. Glad.
Yeah.
Hey, are the Mystics going to be able to land this Paige Beckers chick?
I don't know. What's the draft order?
Well, last year they didn't get the big silly, right? So can they hit a big silly this year?
Who knows?
She's the biggest of the silliest, right?
She'll go number one, I'm sure. But
I saw
it's a good description.
I saw that one of the players, I don't know any of these WNBA girls, but one of them is Olivia Miles. She's going to skip the draft and she's going to enter the portal because why wouldn't you? You're going to make more money in the portal than the WNBA.
Makes all the sense in the world. Now, you're not going to do that if you're Derek Queen, but if you're entering the WNBA as opposed to the NBA, and I think the starting salary in the WNBA is like 78 grand or 80K.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to destroy that number in NIL.
I'm looking at a mock draft.
Yeah.
And it has a team. I didn't even know this team exists. Is this a brand new team? The Dallas Wings?
WNBA? They've been around for a minute.
Okay.
So they have the top
pick. They have the number one. Washington has the third, fourth, and sixth picks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They've been stockpiling
picks. They're not going to get Paige Beckers. She's going one.
Is she done for sure? She like out of eligibility? Like, what's the story? Because maybe she should stay and get a couple million in NIL, though. Just like everybody else. I saw Angel Reese.
I don't know what her eligibility is. She is a senior, but I'm not sure what her eligibility is.
I saw Angel Reese threatening that they're all going to just sit out if the WNBA doesn't raise their salaries.
That made me chuckle when I saw that.
And, you know, but here's the thing. Listen, you want everybody to succeed, make money, make as much as you can. It's the greatest, you know, country that way in the world. But, you know, they have to be profitable, too. And it's my understanding that they're far from it. But I wouldn't be surprised if the league just caves and just keeps giving them more and more money. It keeps taking L's on
it. I mean, at some point,
for the PR.
Like, haven't they been subsidizing the WNBA for like
its entire existence.
30 years now?
Its entire existence.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you have to fly on your own.
Right? I'm not sure if they'll be able to.
I don't know.
I was talking to a buddy of mine about it yesterday, and I was just like, you know what? I predict the league will cave. I predict the league will cave and they'll keep giving
the only reason she's flexing is, and I know that she would push back on this, is because of the popularity of Caitlin Clark.
Of course,
if Caitlin Clark had not come along, I mean, she wouldn't have any leg to stand on whatsoever.
She'd have a lot less leverage.
Yeah.
A lot less leverage.
So best of luck to you. I just don't know if that stance is really going to work out.
Well, Paige Beckers put up 31 yesterday against USC, and that should have been the matchup against Cakes' favorite college basketball player, Juju Watkins, but of course she tore her ACL.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she's played 4 years at UConn, so I assume
she's
going
done.
To WNBA.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, every mock draft has her going tops to Dallas.
I was just curious. I didn't know how many years she had under her belt.
Well, the number two overall pick, Olivia Miles, is entering the transfer portal.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about,
right? For women's basketball.
But I think it's good because she'll make more, right? She'll make more
in the
portal.
Like, what is she expected to make in NIL money? Is it half a million? Is it $1 million?
Put it this way.
Like,
I know some volleyball stars are making six figures plus. Like, the best of the best.
Well, then maybe she's making...
So, can you imagine what the girls' basketball
girls are? Maybe she's got $1 million, $1.5 million in NIL deals.
Of course. So, yeah.
I can't believe it. Gino Auriemma has been to 24 Final Fours. Is that true?
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know. Whatever the number is, it's a lot.
I mean,
it's a big number.
That's absurd if that's the I think that's the number I saw.
Mm-hmm. I would go with you.
He always seems like a cranky dude to me.
He's won 11 and he's been to 24.
Don't you think he'd be a little happier having won all those titles, been all of the Final Fours? He just seems like a bit of a curmudgeon. Now, coming from me, that's rich, but he strikes me as hardcore curmudgeon.
I think it happens to the best of us. As we get older, yeah. You just become a little bit more curmudgeon-y. Yeah,
that's probably true.
It's hard to get away from it, to be honest. But yeah, an unbelievable, incredible program. I didn't even realize, Jason, that when I was in Atlanta, and I've been to Atlanta several times, you guys have been there, that when we were walking to the convention center past the State Farm Arena and the Mercedes-Benz, whatever they call that, I think it's the College Football Hall of Fame is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally right there.
I don't think I've walked by it, but I know it's there.
I walked by it like two times before I actually looked up and realized what it was.
Right.
Didn't go in there.
Right.
Didn't have any interest to really go in there.
Yeah.
But it was. I didn't even know it was right there in the heart of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Bunch of them went to, bunch of the kids and some of the parents are excited to go to the aquarium there in Atlanta. Are they well known for their aquarium?
I think it's pretty well known, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went there 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No interest in marine life.
I walked all the way back to my hotel right. And took a nap.
Right. Naps are great too.
Plus it was like $38. I was like, you know what? You guys don't enjoy it.
Can be expensive.
You guys all enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like 20 of them went.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my buddy Ming, we went back to the hotel.
You didn't want to go see a big sea turtle?
I just didn't see it. I just had...
Stingrays?
Couldn't have had less interest. And I'm sure they're beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or sharks.
Yeah,
or turtles.
Their
main feature is you walk into a dark room that's the size of like a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open. And then it's a humongous glass screen. Obviously filled with water with
right.
all kinds of sharks and stuff swimming right next to you. But it's a monster screen.
I'm sure it's awesome. If you're into that... They watch some movie too. Like I don't know, they have some theater where you watch like a movie.
Jaws.
No, like you know, like 20 minutes on some
sure.
sharks or something.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah. Right,
like a mini documentary.
I couldn't have cared less.
I know.
Yeah,
it's not your thing.
Yeah, not my thing. But yeah, it must be a very well known spot because that's
sure
right
it's a big
there too.
Tourist trap right in the middle of the city.
Right there too, and then we had the obligatory. We had to go to the Atlanta Breakfast Club. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know what that
super
is.
Super popular breakfast spot.
No.
I think that's what
how
it's called.
How long of a line
oh
was there?
Oh, my God. An hour plus. And it was fine.
What's their specialty?
I think like...
like chicken and waffles?
Yeah, something. Like chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
It's like weird stuff.
Grits?
Yeah, I suppose.
Did you get a hankering for a Coca-Cola?
There was a big, massive Coca-Cola. Is that their headquarters?
That is their headquarters,
yeah. I don't know.
Good luck getting a Pepsi in Atlanta. They're going to kick you right out of the city.
Is that true?
I would imagine. I mean, it's a Coke stronghold.
I didn't really pay attention.
Really
but I did notice
in.
There was some big-ass Coke logo on one of the buildings as I was driving by. Didn't occur to me that it was anything any different than any other city.
It's basically the soda empire of the entire
Atlanta
world.
Atlanta is.
Yeah.
You make me laugh, dude.
Well, I mean... What do I care? I've seen Coke signs before.
Yeah.
Big Coke signs.
Well, it's just, you know.
It's their headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now it's locked
in. I can't even tell the difference between a Coke and a Pepsi. That's how little I care.
I can definitely tell. If you lined up a Coke Zero, Diet Coke.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Zero Sugar.
You think you'd go?
I think I'd go 4 for 4.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so, too.
And probably with the mothership Coke and Pepsi products.
I think a lot of people can notice the difference. I personally can't.
I have a discerning palate when it comes to soda. Yeah. Everybody knows this. All right, coming up later on the show on a Tuesday, we'll be joined by Randolph Childress. We'll talk Final Four with him. I see that EB's commercial break film study coming up later. Yeah, you do.
Who am I doing?
So get prepared. I don't think I can tell you yet. We'll tell you right before the commercial break so that you get one commercial break to break this person down. Right. That's the way this whole thing works. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll tell you how the Wizards performed last night, as did the Nats. And the Caps are going to have a new face on the ice tonight in Boston. We'll tell you who it is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.